him some room. He lost a few pints of blood.
He's in shock. His wound didn't heal properly.
Can you fix it?
Not easily. Calm down. Calm down. You're all right. You're all right.
Emil woke in a bedroll, bloodstained. Keelan sat on a stool next to him smoking his pipe, also very bloodstained.
How long was I asleep?
Maybe 2 hours.
Something doesn't feel right.
Saren wanted to talk to you if, when you woke up.
I'll go find him.
I need you to keep guard until sunrise with Kip, Gresham, Rory, Shaffer, and...
He's up.
Go to your post. I'll deal with him.
Did everyone make it out okay? Where are we?
Everyone is accounted for, just a clearing in the forest. We got lost. How are you feeling?
A little sore, but amazing all things considered.
Good. Saren knocked Emil in the jaw, casting him to the ground.
What the hell?
Ever do anything that monumentally idiotic again, and I'll let you die. Ever endanger my men like that again, and I'll kill you myself. Understand?
Saren, I...
Do you understand?
Yes.
Go back to your tent. Get some rest. We won't leave till midday.
Damn, I'm tired.
Kip nodded.
Why don't you talk, Kip?
Kip shrugged.
Well, you are a good listener.
Kip smiled. He looked up at the sun peeking through the branches, then gestured at Keelan to go back to the camp.
I'll go get Halfear and Mackenzie.
Back at the camp, Halfear was lying in the back of a wagon next to Nugbar. Nugbar had settled under Halfear's coat and slept contently.
Halfear, it's your turn to...
Keelan felt his head grow heavy and his body lighten as his perception of the forest warped. He suddenly awoke on the floor of an unfamiliar room, staring at a fireplace. Warm, thick, dried blood clung to his chest. A cloth knot clenched between his teeth, and splinters dug into the side of his face as he shifted his head down to notice bound hands. Unfamiliar hands. Larger, calloused. This was not Keelan, but only a host.
Yorquai the Scrapper.
A set of black boots and black trousers came into sight, and knelt down next to him. A man wore a blue naval jacket and looked rather familiar to Keelan, his grease-ridden gray hair pulled up behind him. He dropped the host's head back down onto the wooden floor. The man reached into his coat and removed a matchlock pistol, waved it in front of the host. The smell of sparkstone filled the air.
Shame we had to kill the little one. But it was the only way to make sure you didn't pull this again.
Keelan felt tears well up into the host's eyes and flow down the side of his face, stinging his splinter-filled wounds. The strange man walked over to the fireplace and removed a red-hot pair of long tongs.
So young, such potential. You fight quite well. You could speak common, and you got a pretty little face. You'll do great for us. But you just don't listen. You will listen.
The strange man clamped the red-hot tongs onto the host's right ear and dragged the host across the splintered wood. Keelan felt himself grow lighter again as his sight warped back to the cart. You all right, Keelan?
Fine, Halfear. You're sweating?
Just bad dreams. Hand me my pistols.
Here.
Thanks. Nugbar can hold onto the coat for me. Get some sleep.
Roxy, here you go.
Alvius, I need your help.
Yes?
These are the same trees as the ones back on Hashish, right?
Yeah?
Do you think you could make spikes to put in the grass with that shiny metal sap?
I guess I could. We would just need to drain some...
Yeah!
Get a pail! Get a pail! I don't really have a mold, Timbus.
Just make them pointy, like a knife or your ears.
What are you doing? You should be sleeping or on guard. I don't sleep.
And I make bad decisions.
Go guard the east side with Marimus.
All right. Alvius, keep making spiky things.
I give the orders here. But yes, keep making caltrops.
Marimus stood holding a small crossbow aimed at the forest, staring emptily into the wooded void.
Hello, Marimus.
Good morning, Timbus.
So, we just stand here?
We just stand here.
You've been doing this for a while, right? Since you were 14?
Si, 32 years.
Damn.
The Spanish Guard, artillery.
Let a 14-year-old firing cannons?
Loading them. I'm deaf in my left ear because of it.
Oh, I've never been to Tispin.
Don't go anywhere near it.
It's not very welcoming.
Derelict. Orbit destroyed in the Orkan conquest.
Oh.
We were supposed to guard Fort La Piedra de Adoro in the city of Oasis. The city surrounded the fort. Once the wall fell, the people of Oasis were helpless. We weren't allowed to leave the fort. Stand guard until we fall. La Piedra de Adoro was a very well-built fort, and they surrounded us. So the Orkanry soldiers gathered up all the women and children. 3 days. They covered the girls in pitch, set them ablaze, fed boys to their dogs, took the little ones and cast them into the side of the fortress wall until nothing but blood remained. We ran out of Polvara in the siege, but we weren't allowed down from the post, so we had to watch the empty cannons. My commanding officer, Louis de Cordoba, opened his wrist with a shaving razor on the morning of the fourth day. We opened the gates, and they only killed half of us.
Shit.
I'm so sorry. I just needed to say that.
Just, damn. How do you live that down?
You just live, I guess.
What about your life?
Well, we were used as servants for years afterwards, let free to wander aimlessly across Kamisk. I was a bodyguard for a village blacksmith. Apprenticed to the town hunter, taught me how to use this thing. And eventually I met Valerie when I was 19. Married her. Bought her a home, had Brandon, Aurora, Gabriel, and Estella. Now I work as a mercenary. That's all I really know how to do, Timbus. They stole my dreams from me. And when I met Valerie, I got them back.
That and your booze, right?
I only drink when I'm away from home, before I'm working. If I'm not with her, I feel like I'm right back up on that wall.
We'll be home soon enough, Marimus.
You know, Keelan said he'd teach my son magic when we finished the contract. Or at least, get him into Falcro.
Hey, that's something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see the look on his face when I tell him. What are you doing after this contract?
I haven't really thought about it.
Going back home?
No. Me and the tribe didn't exactly end things on good terms.
How not good?
We were fighting some pirates on the beach near my village. I whacked a guy with my axe, scraped across his armor. I realized, hey, that's a good idea. I told my tribe they were stupid for not wearing armor. They called me a coward. I told them to go sodomize themselves with tree branches. Then I left.
That's pretty not good.
Yeah, could have been worse, I suppose.
Say, how about... Spiky things are done!
I've been informed the spiky things are done.
All right, Mackenzie, Ludwig, Halfear, Colin, Hartford, take these caltrops and paste them around the border of the camp. Leave distance between them. Blend them in.
Sarin noticed Emil standing over a pail of water, washing dirt from his face.
Feeling better?
It'll be a great scar.
A jagged tear clung to the left side of Emil's abdomen.
I apologize for my brashness, but I stand by my statement.
I see.
Try to stay out of trouble.
We're done.
Take a break. We'll start packing soon enough.
Leaving so soon?
Yeah!
A masked Shelavon rebel appeared behind Sarin in the blink of an eye. As quickly as he arrived, Sarin had his rapier under the rebel's chin.
Whoa!
Easy. Just came to discuss things. I'm Montreus. We met at the roadblock. I let you through, remember?
You're all wearing the same damn mask.
That makes sense.
Montreus untied his mask, revealing ivory hair and dark green eyes.
Better?
Any more of you?
A few.
The trees surrounding the camp opened to reveal dozens of masked faces.
Don't step on the spiky things.
The caltrops? They're bright green and reflective.
Gather up all the caltrops.
So what do you need with us?
We've come to give you an escort out of our forest. You held on to that treaty, right?
Gods, I hope so.
Good. Let's get you out of here.
Are you sure that's the best idea?
Jarmus will keep his distance from us. All right? I need half of you to go back to camp and make sure Jarmus doesn't leave. The other half, come with us.
Anyone on guard? Start packing. Wake everyone else up. Roy, you steer wagon 1. Keelan, you're on 2. Mackenzie, you're on 3. I want everyone packed and ready in 10 minutes.
Over the next hour, the Golden Rose filled back into the wagons and trudged down the eastern path.
How far are we?
A few hours at least, since we have a whole caravan.
Keelan, when are you going to be able to ride that damn dog? All she does is lie around and waste food.
Stop bullying her!
Damn it, Nugbar!
Don't yell at him.
Thimbus, this is the fourth time he's almost knocked our bags out climbing on him.
Sorry.
He's checking the trees for fairies. Just let him check.
The fairies come out at night?
Yeah, what the hell? Where did she come from?
I would assume the forest.
Correct. Mind if I have a seat?
No, not at all.
I mind. Personally, I don't like the idea of sharing a cart with... Oh, God! Not again!
Ignore him. So, you like fighting?
Oi, do.
Nugbar!
Oi, Nugbar.
Are you hungry?
Sure. What have you got?
A lot of jerky. You want some?
Oh, I don't eat meat.
Alvius, you want some? Alvius?
He's asleep.
I'm not... I just feel... wrong.
Sick?
That's the word.
I thought you were more...
Great cap. Secrets.
Right. I thought you never got sick.
I do. And I did a lot when I was a boy.
Maybe just the changing setting is messing you up. God!
Yes?
Got any magic plants to help Alvius feel better?
I think I may have some honey and ginseng in my bag.
Toss it over here.
Drink up.
So, tell me about Gabriel Marimus.
He's a little exaltado, like me when I was that age.
How old is he?
Almost 15. Looks just like me, you know. I can't wait to introduce you to my family.
So, how much magic does he know?
Before I left, he had started reading some old student notes. He can't legally use any of them until he gets a permit.
The Academy can get that set up for him.
Bueno.
So, I know conjuration. I have a friend that teaches transmutation at Felco, actually, and I studied right under Gildan Valkyrie, so I could probably get him into...
An arrow sunk into the side of Keelan's carriage.
Any class. Stop! Now!
Halt! What happened?
I think someone tried to attack us.
Let me see. It's definitely one of our arrows.
If they wanted to kill you, one of you would have at least been hit. We need to keep moving.
Form up! I want shields next to riflemen and archers. Everyone make room for the rebels to climb up. Keep your eyes locked on the trees. Anyone close quarters up from carriage 1. I want 2 men guarding Alvius. Keelan, have your spellbook open and start reading. We'll need some spells ready.
Sorin, I don't know how to fight.
Learn to hold a damn shield. Move it! Now!
Let's see. Acid splash, chill touch, bonfire. Come on.
I'd like to think you'd have those organized by now.
I'd like to think you could shut your damn mouth for 10 minutes.
You have another spellbook back here, amigo.
That's not a... Is that a spellbook? I don't know, I can barely read the thing.
So... That day wasn't it.
Yep. And you are?
Shit. Call me Alvius.
Nice to meet you, Alvius.
So what kind of flowers are these?
Asters.
And those?
Chrysanthemums.
And those white ones?
Those are daisies.
I like those the best.
Go get a few of them. Bring them back to me.
Okay. Alvius, get back in the...
Sauron looked up into the forest sky. A dozen masked elves stared back down at them. Jamis dropped from the sky and landed in front of the caravan. 10 more elves wandered from the darkened forest and stood around him.
Hands up.
Shit!
Let us by, Jarmus.
Might I ask what you're doing? Piled up into carts with the half-bred army?
The treaty has been signed. We're getting our peace.
Our peace? This is your peace.
Stand down.
No. We can win this.
We can't keep fighting.
We don't need to. I have a plan.
Jarmus?
That boy. He's an immortal. I know it.
Find a spell. Gonna find a spell.
We take him, we ransom him back. And they pay us back for all they've taken.
You're not touching him.
Want me to gut you again, half-breed?
Jarmus.
Fine then. Die with them.
Shields up!
A rain of arrows fell from the trees, caught by the shields above the carts.
I'm alive!
For now, Cadron! Shoot back!
Jarmus, don't.
Traitor!
Jarmus ran a curved dagger across Montreus' chest.
Back off.
Thimbus ran up to Jarmus, axe clutched in hand, knocking him to the ground.
Take care of him!
The rebels surrounded Thimbus, swords drawn. Thimbus sliced through the rebels with ease. 3 of the 9 fell in one strike.
Thimbus, keep doing that!
Kill the orc!
Jarmus ran up to the forest emerald sky as the rebels descended upon to Thimbus.
Emil, Keelan and I will keep them away from the wagons. You help Thimbus.
Manus Cicero!
Thimbus was consumed into the horde of masked elves, slashing into his armor and flesh.
They've got Thimbus surrounded. I can't get to him.
Cast a spell!
Which one?
Anyone!
I've got one, but it's very dangerous, and Thimbus might be...
Just cast it, you pansy!
Hold still!
Emil reached out his hand, and a pillar of light sprung from the ground, illuminating Thimbus and the rebels.
Thimbus, don't move!
I can't anyway.
White flame sprung from the beam, consuming the rebels in a cylinder of fire, until nothing but charred ashen skin remained for them.
Run! What the hell was that?
Is Thimbus all right?
Thimbus tossed aside a scorched body as he crawled out of the pile of burnt corpses.
Oh, that hurt.
That was vile! How the hell do you get away with knowing that?
Do you need healing, Thimbus?
I light a lantern with magic without a permit, and an inquisitor writes me a fine for 30 silver and throws me in a cell for a month.
Half-breed bastard!
Look out.
Jarmus flew from the trees, swords drawn, and lunged towards Emil. As Emil blocked the attack with his sword, Thimbus slashed his axe into Jarmus' left arm, severing it at the shoulder completely. Shock overcame the golden rose as the wood elf held his wound, collapsing to his knees. Blood, splintered bone, and mangled tendon poured from the wound. Montreus rushed to the aid of his companion.
Stay away! Traitor! Let me die with honor!
Peace is in our reach, Jarmus. Why couldn't you just see that?
This peace? Their peace? It's just a fallacy. What are you waiting for, Orc? Finish it!
Your Majesty, I'm afraid I have some troubling news.
Go on.
The mercenaries have not returned, nor sent a scout warning us of any delays.
Do you believe them dead?
Or worse, Your Majesty.
Very well. Prepare them, then.
Sire, can we not give them more time?
No. We've already won this war. No use letting them carry on disrespecting us.
Hi, I'm Barkley. I play Thimbus. Nazaria is based on a homebrew Dungeons & Dragons game created by Soup, who portrays the narrator, Nugbar, and Halfear. Keelan was created by Moose and portrayed by Kit Harrison. Sarin, Alvius, and Merimus were portrayed by Kellis and Forrester. Emil, portrayed by Clark the Bear Angel. Colin and Oaktooth, portrayed by Ryan J. Crowder. And Jarmus, portrayed by Idiom Malicious. Along with Montreus Everflow, portrayed by Psychotron. Dramus Everflow, portrayed by Angelo Cerna. We'll have the artist link in the description. And the ambience and sound effects supplied by Sirenscape, along with background music supplied by Dark Fantasy Studio. Look forward to the next episode. It'll really get you fired up.
You bastard.